Simon & Schuster Audio presents Death in Mudlick, a coal country fight against the drug companies that delivered the opioid epidemic, by Eric Ayer. Read by Michael David Axtell.
To Lori and Toby. Pray for the dead, and fight like hell for the living. Mother Jones. Preface. In 2 years, out-of-state drug companies shipped nearly 9 million opioid pain pills to Kermit, West Virginia, a town with 382 people. The quintessential coal town, split by a pair of railroad tracks, was the home of Save Right Pharmacy, which once had the dubious distinction of being among the country's top sellers of a highly addictive prescription painkiller called hydrocodone, packaged under brand names such as Lortab and Vicodin. Save Right was the only game in town. The pharmacy's owner, Jim Uli, sold used cars on the side, right there in the gravel lot beside Save Right. It was quite a racket. Kermit didn't have nearly enough customers to buy that many pain pills. You could step into just about any pain management clinic in the county and walk out with a bogus prescription for $150. Uli had established a considerable footprint.